up, y'all? Jamal Kelly. Stand-up comedy, sitting down. We're doing the overall on structural design today. You understand how you're doing my podcast so far? We're all human beings, baby, exhibiting human behavior. What is your latest installment of Nurture come from? Was it negative or positive, and how did it work out? As we chill together through these audio waves, I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. No doubt. How many of y'all been outside y'all state? We're south there. It's going to be an interesting podcast, in my opinion. I'm going to part it up. It's going to be part one, part two, stuff like that. And this is part one. On structural design. Or structural design, I'm going to give you a feel for it. You know how we do this. We have our smaller topics, and then we have our overriding topic, structural design, the overriding topic. Structural design should give you a hint of what that topic is, that large, big topic is. Before we start to break that a little bit more, smaller topics, you can compare structural design to an advancement of the philosophies and thoughts of architecture, except extend them over to other things such as your laptop computer or your pen, which you would say is designed for ergonomics and things like that, of utilitarian purposes, obviously. But what about the structural design of it? Not just the shell of it, but the interior as well. So we can get into that a little bit later, how the coat mixes in, maybe a little Synthetec. Let me put your coat into your laptop or your smartphone, into your technology, and help your biology and your technology communicate together symbiotically. That's that Synthetec. You understand? In my opinion, I am the inventor and discoverer of Synthetec, Jamal Kelly. You're a sorceress before, and I am a sorcerer. But at what point do they have the technology? Technology is really new. I'm a full measure sorcerer. I don't know no others. I saw one third maybe the other day. Untrained and untalented. So we're gonna go into the structural design elements, include the occult elements in the structural design. Look at the particular structure of structural design, etc. From electrons, protons, neutrons. But a smaller topic that we're going into, at least that larger topic, you know, I kind of string things together. It's energy pattern interactions. Energy patterns. What is an energy pattern? What is he talking about? Well, electrons, protons, and neutrons. Energies. Now, they say that that protons and neutrons are made of quarks. Those are yet other energies. So, protons and neutrons are already patterned. They're different types of energies patterned together. So, you have an electron. It's just one type of energy, they're saying. I mean, you have the proton and you have the neutron. Those are energies patterned together into anything that has an electric structure on our planet. So you yourself are an energy pattern. You look around, you might have an energy source. What is there that's out here that's not an energy pattern? That will be the energy source. That's what I'm talking about. So you have energy patterns and you have energy sources. So an electron is not broken down to anything other than what it is. And I think it is broken down to what I call an electrolyte, like the proton is broken down into a quark. But if it's not, then it's an energy source. You understand? And not an energy pattern. So energy patterns are interacting with other energy patterns all the time in our environment, including us. So energy pattern interactions. We want to talk about structural design, elements of energy pattern interactions. The structural design of everything around us is interacting with us as an energy pattern interacting with other energy patterns. So when you look at architecture, for instance, as an energy pattern, without a doubt, it's an interacting with you, that energy pattern, that building is interacting with you, that's affecting your emotional system, except whether you like it, whether you don't like it, it changes your confidence levels, etc. So it's enormously affecting you, not just the people walking around you, inanimate object or not. So when you start talking about structural design and things making your emotional systems change just because you look at it, They start talking about the capability of controlling someone's mentality at a level that people, even marketers, will say, well, probably even deeper than what we're doing on TV. Probably get a little bit. Probably get a little bit deeper than what we're doing on TV now with marketing, trying to centralize you with a juicy looking burger that, you know, looks nothing like that when you go to the store, but you are hungry. You get a little bit more into the control systems of what controls our biopack while we're in it. So you can maneuver someone's biopack while they're in it against their will and things like that, which you're always trying to do when you're marketing or anything else. You want them to do what you want them to do, whether they want to do it or not. Because you might not have the heart to break the will because it's not that important to you. What if they'd have went that way right before when you first introduced them to the new idea or a new layout and changed them up that way? So the structural design is an enormous attack on your environment. Without a doubt, you want to influence your environment in a way that's comfortable for you, irrespective of the way your environment was before you did that. So I think that how much can structural design actually control us? How much can energy pattern interactions actually control our biopack outside of our will to have it controlled that way, outside of our comfort zones? So in my opinion, you cannot robotize a human being. Eventually, the muscles are going to get so strong against the energies that you're putting towards them, our energy patterns, and muscles are energy patterns, that they're going to either become stronger than the forces or collapse. And the force won't be any good against it anyway because it's no longer flexing. So either you're going to be dead or you're going to be continuously fighting against your environment. Not suddenly you're a robot that just does what it's supposed to do without fighting against it at all. So this is the first installment of structural design from stand-up comedy sit down at this episode. And I'm gonna end this off right now. It's 7 minutes. I'm gonna pick up on another part of it. And I just want to give you an overall point of view. How are you guys doing out there? Are you running around town appropriately? If you listen to other of my podcasts, I'd reach out and touch. You reach out and touch me and Sonic Collaboration. Sonic Collaboration is when you're without a doubt seancing me out there, and as a sorcerer, I know that you're doing. You're asking me a question, and I'm actually willing to answer it. Then I'll answer. Otherwise, you're irritating the shit out of me. But while I'm sitting here doing my recording here, if someone comes to me and signs, right, I medium them here or channel them here, then certainly I'll label that here so you know there's other people involved with my podcast than me, because you're only hearing me talk here. You might hear me say the frequencies that come to me, you might hear me say out loud. So you might hear someone else's words come through my mouth as they're talking to me in the room. Like, I just did that. Like, he just did that. Then when the person just said, I just did that, came through my mouth from someone else. That's what Sonic Collaboration is. And this is now Sonic Collaboration piece here. So I'm going to label that there. So when you see the titles of my podcast, if you see in Sonic Collaboration, that's what that means. I was meeting other people were seancing me. And joining into this location, even if they weren't seancing me for the purpose of joining in this particular conversation. They're going to be seancing a sorcerer because they think they can somehow get in the back of my mind or something and sneak out some information about how to build some tech or something. I can pretty much build the tech. So how to build the tech without telling me and sneaking from me. Those are some of the people that are doing from the government and stuff like that. And from other people that are snooping on me with these bugs they're putting in my room illegally from the FBI, etc. And my microwave, etc. So I'll denote that and let you know that that's happening there in the titles. With a little symbol there in the space that says In Sonic Collaboration. So this piece is In Sonic Collaboration, and I'll catch you on part two of Structural Design on Stand-Up Comedy Sitting Down. I leave you, and I can assure you, with this music, you shall not hear my voice again unless you press podcast, rewind, or play.